fighter jets launching from the U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, in the Mediterranean earlier this month, en route to the Middle East. Alongside the Naval Strike Group, several B-52 bombers have arrived at the U.S. airbase in Qatar, designed to counter what the Trump administration says are clear indications of threats from Iran to U.S. forces.
The question comes, how is Iran going to push back? How are they going to show the United States that if you keep pressing us, we can respond? And at that point, if they get that wrong, there is a risk of runaway escalation.
Europe believes that risk is dangerously high, a point made clear to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as he arrived in Brussels for talks Monday.
We are living in a crucial, delicate moment where the most relevant attitude to take, the most responsible attitude to take is, and we believe should be, that of maximum restraint and avoiding any escalation on a military side.
Washington pulled out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran last year. Up to now, Europe has urged Tehran to stick with the deal and effectively wait out the Trump administration, says analyst Watling.
What we've seen over the last week is the US administration putting an awful lot of pressure on the viability of that policy. And in pushing the Iranians to the point where they have walked away from a key component of the deal, it essentially underscores the fact that that might not be possible to continue in that direction. So Europe will have to decide.
Meanwhile, the US continues to tighten the economic noose. India was a major importer of Iranian oil, but stopped purchases this month in the wake of renewed US sanctions. Visiting Delhi Tuesday, Iran's foreign minister issued this warning.
But unfortunately, the United States has been escalating the situation unnecessarily. We do not seek escalation, but we have always defended ourselves.
Watling says any conflict with Iran would quickly engulf the region.
It has to fight essentially a regional deep battle, which means activating a lot of the assets they've developed potentially in Lebanon, in Iraq, and conducting ballistic missile strikes.
Fear of such a conflict has rattled Europe, caught between the demands of its US ally to abandon the nuclear deal and warnings from Tehran that such a move would lead to a resumption of its nuclear program. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.